Another Black Vulture Conversation. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Mattis.
Secretary Vilsack, I know that no trip to the Ag Committee would be complete without a lively discussion about black vultures.
Tennessee's 4th District Congressman, Dr. Scott Desjarlais, and a member of the House Ag Committee, once again taking the opportunity to bring up the problems that livestock farmers are having with black vultures to the nation's Secretary of Agriculture.
There is a provision in the Farm Bill Livestock Indemnity Program where producers are eligible for compensation for losses against protected species like black vultures. But what's been happening is that after they have these losses, the farm service agencies are telling farmers that they need someone from federal agencies to come out and verify the losses. However, APHIS is telling farmers that they're not able to go verify these losses.
Congressman Desjarlais, along with the Tennessee Cattlemen's Association, say the black vulture problem has only gotten worse in recent years, and it's estimated that losses could be as much as $4 million a year to the livestock industry. And besides the issue with verifying those losses, Desjarlais says he still wants farmers to be able to get a permit faster, especially during calving season, to take care of problem birds.
Many of the farmers and ranchers have voiced concerns about the process of submitting the application, that it just takes too long to ultimately deal with the problem. The only method currently for submitting an application is via the mail, snail mail, and some of the claims processes take 4 to 6 weeks, and a lot of times calving season is over. And so maybe we could also look at a more efficient permitting process, perhaps something online, and then perhaps something for more than a year.
Secretary Vilsack says he will look into those issues, and according to statistics from APHIS here in Tennessee, requests for assistance from livestock producers about vultures has continued to grow the last 3 years. 65 requests in 2013, 76 in 2014, and to date, 99 so far. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Mattis.